This is Formation. Before we get into the podcast today, I just wanted to hop in and let you know that this is sort of a different episode than you're accustomed to hearing here on the podcast. Our guest today is one of my favorite people here at University Christian Church, and one of the things that we do whenever we are together is laugh. He is so funny, and when we get together, it just sort of comes off the rails, and this podcast was no different. So I hope that you enjoy our foolishness, and it's just one of those great things about spiritual connection and church friendships, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did. I'm Shannon Moore. This is Formation, a weekly podcast from University Christian Church in Fort Worth, Texas, where I just sit down with folks and talk about their faith background, their faith formation, and what it means to be a Christian in this world today. And I am happy to have with me today Rich Darr. Hey, Rich.
Hi, Shannon.
How are you?
I'm great.
I appreciate you doing this. I know this is outside of your...
way outside of my comfort zone. Yes.
But that's all right.
Well, it's like in church last youth service.
Youth Sunday, huh?
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah, that was the theme of it. So you listened to all those sermons and you took a deep breath and just jumped right into the deep end of this pool.
That's right.
You're going to survive, I promise.
Okay. All right.
Well, tell me a little bit about what your faith was like growing up. Like, did you go to church growing up, or what was that like?
It was unusual because, unlike all my other friends, they would go to, you know, a lot of them were Baptist or whatever, they would go to church and they'd have a sanctuary. The church I went to didn't have a sanctuary, just a lot of animals and snakes and pigs and stuff. And
what is that?
I don't know what it was called. I think it was a cult. Actually, it was Methodist. I went to a plain old boring Methodist church.
Oh, man. I was getting ready to turn this in for a Peabody. Like, tell me about this cult that you grew up in. Shoot. Now you were just a...
I was going to take it a little further, but I'll figure I'd stop there. No, I grew up Methodist.
Methodist,
yep,
all right.
Yep,
here in Fort Worth?
In Garland.
In Garland, uh-huh. All right. And how was that for you, Jen? Were you a kid that liked church stuff?
As far as I know, yeah. I don't remember ever throwing a fit saying, I don't want to go to church, you know, keep me home or whatever.
It was part of what you did.
Yeah. Exactly.
Were you a camp kid and all that? Oh, I wasn't either. Why didn't you go to camp?
I was terrified of... I don't know. It's kind of like just wasn't my norm thing.
I didn't want to be away from home.
Yeah, there was that too.
Yeah, and I grew up Baptist, and the camp where we went, the girls had their like private bathrooms, and the guys had like open showers and stuff. And I was like, not doing that.
No, I wouldn't want to do that either.
But I kind of am jealous of kids that grew up with the camp experience, because they seem to have, you know, such fond memories of it. Now, you've sponsored camps and stuff as an adult, right?
Right. And all three of our kids went and loved it. And it was a big camp person, my wife, Ronnie. but she was really big and grew up going to camp in Athens.
So she grew up Disciples of Christ, uh-huh.
Yep.
And... so that was important to her, and then by extension to your kids, and they all three enjoyed it and are like
they did
big old camp kids.
And I learned through them what camp was about, so I probably should not have been afraid of it when I was a kid, because it was really kind of fun.
Yeah,
I mean they look forward to it every summer.
Yeah, I get it though. I didn't do that either. Now, you are so active in service here at the church. You these are just the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. You help out with the sound and video production and the traditional worship services. Mm-hmm. You prepare communion.
Mm-hmm.
And you work at the children's closet.
Mm-hmm. I'm the inventory manager.
How much does that pay?
I can't say.
Oh, it's a right. I forgot we have that NDA about
yes.
salaries, right?
Yes.
Well, we'll just keep that unto ourselves. He doesn't get paid anything. What's the children's closet for those who don't know?
The Children's Closet is a wonderful outreach of our church. It provides uniforms for students in Fort Worth ISD that are in need of uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Polo shirt, golf shirt, and jeans. So if a student is in need, they contact their counselors at their schools, usually elementary and middle school age.
Mm-hmm.
The counselors will get in touch with us at the Children's Closet. And they'll order them a uniform, which consists of, they'll get two shirts, one pair of pants, sometimes socks and underwear if they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some schools that every week we're filling orders for, a lot of the schools, they get orders every week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all free. I mean, the church donates the money for the uniforms and then we just take it from there.
And so there are a lot of people who designate money and they're offering to go to that.
Exactly.
So what do you do as far as the inventory? Like is that a hard thing to keep up with? It sounds like a big volume of stuff.
Well,
for those of you who are listening on the podcast, Rich just pulled out a pipe and is pretending to smoke it.
My volunteering in
No. Yeah. You're It's a tick I have, I can't help it.
Oh
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's okay.
Well, usually it's kind of a complicated process. So I get online and I order shirts. And jeans.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes more than one at a time.
Mm-hmm. So they come in a package.
Excuse me. Yes, they come in a package. Lots of packages.
And then you open the packages.
And then I open the packages and I and I place the garment on these shelves.
My Lord. And then you count them.
Ooh. Yes, and then I count them. Sorry, I got my giggle box going.
This is just literally, this is what happens with us. So,
I'm sweating.
If you're still listening, just know there's going to be more of this probably.
Though, I do. I keep track of what has been ordered and what we need. Place the orders. Orders come in, and I just have to make sure that we have the uniforms because.
You know. Yeah, I like the idea of uniforms for kids at school because everybody looks the same. You know, you don't have to.
That's why they do it.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about. You know, the designer, whatever.
Stigmatization.
That's really cool. Well, we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, Rich is going to tell us in a very serious manner of some of the other ways that he serves. We'll be right back. The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God is doing in the world. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship. Traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11, simple worship in the chapel at 9:30, or visit our 10:10 service in Walker Hall. We are a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on our faith journey, and we practice compassion and generosity. all are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Discover more about our programs and upcoming events at universitychristian.org and stay connected by following us on social media. Well, we are back with our conversation with Rich Darr. Rich, you are always so willing to help whoever needs it. If you know, you're on that list of people like who are.
I made it to the list.
You made it to the list. Oh, okay. Like, if who we need help, who can we contact? Huh. Rich.
How do I get off that list?
You can't. It's permanent.
I'm just kidding. I love being on the list. I didn't know there was a list.
Where did that come from?
The list? I don't know. I didn't even know how.
I made the list.
Oh.
No.
Oh, where desire to.
Your willingness and your desire to just jump in and.
Oh, I don't know. Wherever. I think it's just I'm kind of always been that way. I just like to help.
Yeah.
I guess that, what is the, is it a faith language? What's the, is it a faith language? They're different, strengths.
Oh, your spiritual gifts.
Spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mine is, service.
Service. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's definitely not, interviewing or, being on TV or on a podcast.
Oh.
But well, it just comes from inside. I just love to help.
And were you always that way? Like, uh-huh. Even as a kid?
I think so. Mm-hmm. My parents may say otherwise, but that's the way I remember it.
Yeah. How did that play out in your career? You were a teacher, mm-hmm. and then you were in administration for a while too, right?
I was. Okay. I was the mean assistant principal.
Oh.
For 18 years.
And okay.
8 years teaching.
And was your career part of your need to serve?
I think
so. Do you think to help?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't for the money.
Yeah.
But I just really enjoy helping others, whatever the situation is.
What have you said no to?
Drugs.
And you have Nancy Reagan to thank for that.
I almost said no to this interview.
Well, you did say
but
no.
then you lassoed me into it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I wouldn't drink that if I were you.
Ooh, that's hot. We'll let that cool down a little bit. I just like to help.
Yeah. What would you suggest somebody do who is looking for a way to serve? What, how do you decide, like, hey, how did you do, how, I want to help prepare communion, for instance. How did you get into that? What helped
that's
you
a good
find
question.
That? Is it usually somebody just asking you, or?
I think in that case, somebody came to our Sunday school class and said, I think this is how it went down. We need people to help serve communion. And I just said, okay, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to help, so you're asking where would I go?
Or? Yeah, like if somebody said, I want to serve like you do, how do I know what is right for me? Or how do I decide what am I want to do?
I guess Reverend Lutz might be a good person to, Alan.
Yeah, the outreach minister here.
Uh-huh. He would know what where there's a need.
Yeah. I guess what I'm asking is, and it wasn't very clear.
No, you probably were.
Can I? Let me rephrase that.
Helps, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Do you see service? Does that help form your faith? Is that a?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
makes me feel like I'm doing, filling a need, mm-hmm. being useful. Hopefully.
Yeah. And that that helps the church as a whole. Help the community and
because everyone that does, you know, all the little things that get done around here and all the big things too, you know, just helps accomplish the mission of the church.
Mm-hmm.
like, you know, people that volunteer to build the Boar's Head stage, or like the Pew class. They I don't even know what PEW stands for, but
pray, eat, work.
Okay, yeah, they do a lot
I'm
of good
here
work
for
too.
All of answer all your questions.
Oh well, that, okay. Well, I don't have a question right now, but I'll.
Okay.
But yeah, like the Pew class, they help us fold shirts for Children's Closet, among other a lot of other things they do there.
I think that's the great thing about having these opportunities to volunteer and to serve, is you get the chance to. I mean, a lot of times you're working by yourself out in the at the Children's Closet, but there's so many opportunities, and you make it possible for people to work together in service, so they get to know other people. There's a sense of community that is built, and you know that you're working towards something larger than yourself. And I think that's such a great thing about service. So,
yeah.
And you're a great example. So thank you for
thank you, Shannon.
Setting such a fine example of service here at our church and any church.
Well, it's fun, too.
Yeah.
I love doing it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you don't like fun. And so to step outside
like laughing and
to step outside of your need to be serious to have fun while you're serving. That's
only if I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and you do.
I do.
You do. All right.
I forgot to mention, I also go on service learning trips with the youth.
Oh, you certainly
do. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite.
And that's,
you get to know the youth.
And they used to call those mission trips, but the language has changed a little bit.
Right, because we don't go out and spread the word. We go out and service.
Right, but you are spreading the word through your service and through the example.
We're just not going out there with, you know, torches and stuff and beat them like when I was a kid in a cult that I was in.
Right, with all the animals.
Torches, too.
Yeah. Well, I think we should dedicate a separate episode to that.
Dedicate what?
A separate episode.
Oh, okay.
Just to that.
Okay. So, I've got pictures and stuff.
Yeah, you'll come back and we'll do that. Rich, I know you didn't want to do this, but I'm so glad that you did. Thank you for being...
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for being here today. If you would like to share your faith story on Formation, with or without a pipe, just email me, formation@ucccftw.com, and I would love to chat with you about your faith story. Obviously, it can look very different. We'll see you next time.